2,000 years ago, as Passover approached, our Savior gave instructions to his disciples. Luke chapter 22, verse 8, records, "And he sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat.'" Messiah told them to prepare the Passover meal. He told them to prepare a Passover Seder. This specific Passover Seder is often referred to by Christians as the Last Supper. To whom was Yeshua speaking? It seems at first glance that it was a commandment for Peter and John. But perhaps this is not the whole story. Turn with me to the closing verses of the book of Matthew. This chapter discusses the resurrection of the Messiah. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20 tell us, "And Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Go to all nations and teach them to observe all the things that I commanded you. Messiah intended for Passover to be celebrated after his death by all nations, not just the Messianic Jews, but by all his followers. Years after Yeshua died and resurrected and then ascended to heaven, another apostle was born. Actually, he was probably already born, but he was born again after Yeshua left the earth. The apostle's name was Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul. When we study Messiah's last Passover, we normally turn to the four Gospels. Paul, however, has some special insight into that meal. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 25, For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Yeshua, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Paul recorded a commandment that Messiah gave to him, to Paul, and he passed that commandment along to his disciples, just as Yeshua commanded his 12 disciples to do at the end of the book of Matthew. Paul wrote, For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. Paul relayed a commandment for Messiah to do this in memory of Messiah. The commandment is to do something, to keep a Passover meal. The Passover meal was not abolished or canceled or suspended or to be ignored. We're commanded to do it, to reenact that special Passover from 2,000 years ago. What is even more significant is that Messiah said to observe Passover in memory of him. Do we read the story of the Exodus from Egypt at the Seder? Definitely. We're commanded to do this. But we must also remember the greater deliverance that God prepared for us on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Without the story of the Lamb's blood on our doorpost in Egypt, the blood of the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, has no context. There's even more to this celebration. Remember the words of Messiah, prepare a Passover for us. It is for us and for him also. When you gather next week to celebrate the Passover, remember that you prepared the special meal, not just for you and your children. You prepared it for the Lord of Lords, for the King of Kings. It's easy to get so involved in studying the Exodus from Egypt that the main guest, the guest of honor, is hardly noticed. In fact, at some seders, Yeshua is barely mentioned. If Yeshua is not welcome at your seder, you need to correct your invitation list quickly. In Luke chapter 14, Messiah warned us about where we would sit at a meal. Luke chapter 14, verses 8 through 11 tell us, When thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whoever exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Can you imagine how we would feel if we invited the king to our Passover and did not give him a seat of honor? Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Who humbled himself more than Yeshua of Nazareth? He is to be exalted, especially at our Seder. If Yeshua is not honored at your Seder, you need to invite him to the greatest seat of honor. Let's do this. Let's keep the Passover. As Yeshua said, let's do this and do this in memory of him.